You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Coming up, we talk with the executive producer of PBS's award-winning program, Frontline, about the importance of in-depth investigative journalism.
First, Wisconsin is a leader in stem cell research, and a symposium next week here in Madison will bring together top stem cell scientists from around the world. They'll be talking about the latest developments in stem cell therapies and what scientific breakthroughs are on the horizon.
Chris Saha joins us for a preview. He's an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery within UW-Madison, and he's one of the moderators and presenters at the 12th Annual Wisconsin Stem Cell Symposium. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
It's great to be here.
So give us a primer. What are stem cells? How do they work?
Stem cells are special cells in the body, and they have usually two hallmarks. One is that they can grow typically forever if you have the right conditions in the lab. And secondly, they can differentiate or mature into many different types of cells. So one example is a hematopoietic stem cell, which is a stem cell found in the bone marrow. And that cell can generate an entire blood system. And so there's similar types of adult stem cells, those that give rise to the entire brain or the entire lung. So that's functionally how we define stem cells.
And that's where we get the whole research area of regenerative medicine?
Yeah, it's a very large segment of regenerative medicine. I think regenerative medicine is really aiming to take advantage of a lot of natural processes that rejuvenate or self-heal the body. And stem cells are a big component of that because cells are the building blocks of the body. And I think there's a whole class of regenerative medicine approaches that don't use stem cells, those that are, customized biomaterials that interact with the body such that it promotes cells to grow in and use the body's own cells to regenerate an organ, for instance. And their stem cells aren't new cells that you inject into the patient, but they're cells that the material is designed to interact with in a very specific regenerative fashion.
At the Wisconsin Stem Cell Symposium next week, your presentation is on precise gene editing in human stem cells. What is this?
Gene editing is a relatively new technology where we can go into specific sequences of the human genome and essentially rewrite that sequence. And there's been some really new and exciting tools out there that's been in the minds of the public in many different places. And the technology that's kind of captured the imagination nowadays is called CRISPR. And that's an acronym that stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, which is a mouthful. but it is essentially talking about a particular pattern in DNA that researchers initially described to find this system that goes in and cuts the genome very specifically. And so my research is taking advantage of that tool, as well as a number of other tools that go in and into human cells. They can be stem cells or cells from the blood system, T cells, for instance, that can go in and correct mutations or introduce really new types of functionality. So one example is a receptor or a bit of protein that you can put on the cell surface of T cells that enables these T cells to go in and recognize and kill cancer inside a patient.
So they get a very specific mission suddenly when they're armed with this.
That's right. So the mission is essentially programmed at the genetic level. Mm. And these are new tools that are first being tested in the clinic with T cells. One of the hopes in my lab is that we can start putting these types of functionality into stem cells and take advantage of some of the hallmarks and defining qualities that I talked about earlier with stem cells.
We're talking right now with Chris Saha. He's an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery within UW-Madison, and he's one of the presenters at the upcoming Wisconsin Stem Cell Symposium. Chris, presenters are going to be coming from all over the world. You're going to be moderating much of the symposium. What are some of the big issues that will be discussed?
We're really excited for the symposium. One of the really, I think, unique features of this symposium is that it brings together engineers really from all over the engineering spectrum, be it that they work for materials, work with genome engineering, work with mechanical engineering, together with biologists and physicians that are working in regenerative medicine. And so some of the newest developments that are exciting that we'll be discussing are new types of kind of micro tissues that we've been able to engineer with human cells. And so these micro tissues are being developed to test drugs, test the effects of environmental toxins on particular cell types in the human body. And these are research tools, but also tools in industry and drug discovery and regulatory science that are becoming enormously useful. So one example would be having a bit of kind of beating heart tissue such that when you develop drugs, you could predict whether that drug would have any effects, potentially adverse effects on the heart. And this avoids testing on actual patients for that type of toxicology. So the complexity and the types of behaviors that we can understand or monitor inside the lab with these human tissues have I think, grown exponentially recently, and we'll be discussing that particular set of advances.
We know that stem cell treatments are very expensive, but what about the research funding? Do you see the research funding pool adequate for stem cell researchers like yourself?
I think there's great work being done with the funds that we have. We, of course, I think could do a lot more if we had more funding. Stable funding for both basic science and applied science here is really moving, I think, the field forward, importantly. One of the, I think, challenges in the field is that stem cell treatments take a long time to get to clinic. The one example is the work with human pluripotent stem cells. These are kind of new cells that were discovered in 2007, partly here at UW-Madison. And one of the ongoing clinical trials is to inject parts of the retinal tissue in the back of the eye. And there was a report just a few weeks ago saying that that's going well in that there's no adverse events. The cells are tolerated after a year after injection. But still, to see really functional benefits, there needs to be years and years and more testing. So coming back to your funding question, there's really, I think, large amounts of money that are required to move these into the clinic. And, you know, having a stable and long-term funding environment would be really helpful.
So this Wisconsin Stem Cell Symposium, it is open to the public. Could the general public take away things from this symposium, or is it a high-level science being discussed?
The symposium is primarily aimed for high-level scientists. I do think it is open to the public, and they could gain certain insights into where the field is going. There's a number of other events that the Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine Center here on campus are putting on, such that the public can hear more about advances in the field as well.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
I'm very happy to be here.
Chris Saha is an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery within UW-Madison. He's also a moderator and a presenter at the Wisconsin Stem Cell Symposium, and that is set for April 19th here in Madison.
Coming up, we learn how nonprofit investigative journalism is more important than ever given the 24-hour news cycle. Stay with us here on Central Time.